Editor. The traffic management and road infrastructure of the Lower Mainland is and has been severely lacking and not keeping pace with the rapid growth of population density in our cities, that is a fact. Couple that with the poor decision-making abilities of government bodies, site, inaction of Massey Tunnel project ongoing for years, and lack of good judgment on the part of the Delta Police Department for bridge incidences such as the one that occurred January 23. It is ironic that the police are condemning frustrated drivers, when they could have made better decisions themselves. As many have suggested, put up privacy panels for mental health situations, close down a lane if needed, but the action of an 8-hour southbound 4-lane bridge closure was lacking in judgment, and there should be no surprise that there were a few frustrated drivers as a byproduct. Screens, panels used by other municipalities in any sensitive situation keeps prying eyes, video, rubbernecking, etc. to a minimum, and provides the professionals the privacy to do their work. The individual suffering from the mental health issue should be assisted, and could be with minimal disruption to the public at large. The action taken disrupted an entire city and those who must commute. No forethought or consideration was given to the thousands of people in gridlock, stuck in their vehicles. Inconvenient? Yes, but more importantly, a safety hazard for anyone with a medical condition. Diabetics in need of their insulin. Heart patients. Parents with children in daycare or childcare and no way to get to them. What about the mental health, anxiety and distress of those thousands? This is reflective of the culture we live in presently, the me culture where the individual needs seem to trump the collective needs of the larger society. The individual should be helped, most definitely, and there are other ways to do so. Just not at the expense of the many. Anne Weems.